Assisi. I love your rolling fields, your flowers and silver streams.
Francis had a dream, but he wasn't a dreamer. He was a romantic, but he was also very, very concrete.
He was very concrete and very literal. He would hear the words of the gospel and he would go and live them.
How do you make a dream come true? Francis had a dream, but being very practical, he wanted to make it a concrete reality. Father Murray Bodo, a Capuchin friar, wrote the book The Journey and the Dream, a poetic account of the life of St. Francis that has helped many thousands of people across the world to know and understand the little poor man from Assisi.
When he heard the gospel read on the feast of St. Matthias in 1208, February the 24th, he asked the priest what this meant, that you're not to take anything for your journey, neither a staff or a knapsack, or not even to wear sandals. And when the priest explained it to him, we don't know what the priest said to him, but he said, "This is what I want. This is what I want with all of my heart."
For Francis, his dream come true would be to become fully united with Jesus, even though this identification included the cross. He saw this as the truest, most perfect joy that could exist in life. That joy, real joy, perfect joy, was something that Francis took very seriously.
There's a story within Franciscan lore of Francis and Brother Leo going from Perugia to their place down with the lepers at St. Mary of the Angels. And Francis asks Brother Leo what perfect joy is. It's a long story that I don't want to reiterate here. But whatever Leo said, you know, this is perfect joy, to find God, to whatever he would say, no, that's not perfect joy. And so finally, Brother Leo says, "Well, Father Francis, what is perfect joy?" Francis says, "Well, when we get to the Porcioncula, this little portion, which was St. Mary of the Angels, and we knock on the door, and the brother porter comes and says, 'Who are you?' And we say, 'We're Brother Leo and Brother Francis.' And he says, 'I don't know you, you're just imposters.' And he slams the door in our face. And then we knock again, and he opens the door and comes out again and said, 'Are you two here again?' He says, 'Yes, we are Francis. I am Francis, and this is Leo.' And he says, 'I don't believe you.' And he starts beating them with a club and driving them away. And Francis says to Leo, 'Now, Brother Leo, if we endure all of that for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ with joy and good humor, that is perfect joy.'"
Which is completely the opposite of what the world would say is
joyful. Exactly, exactly. It's this willingness to suffer in joy because of the sufferings of Jesus Christ, because that's what Jesus did. He came among his own and he was rejected. He comes and works miracles and some people reject him. Finally, he is totally rejected and he's finally killed, he's murdered, he's crucified. And that kind of rejection is for Francis the beginning of true inner joy. As St. John of the Cross says, "The resurrection is interior to the cross. At that moment of our greatest weakness, or when we feel we're broken, we have no more to offer, and we surrender and give our heart to God, at that moment we begin to rise and true joy comes into our lives." And that's the Franciscan take on what some people would see as a form of asceticism or gritting their teeth and doing penance. Within Franciscanism, it is true joy to accept being rejected for the sake of Jesus Christ.
Which is certainly not the same as wallowing in suffering.
Oh, absolutely not. No, wallowing in suffering is masochistic. You know, some people, in fact, find religion a very delicious way to hate themselves even more than they do. That's not what it is about. It's not about hating ourselves, or it's about loving Jesus Christ. And remember, Francis wanted to be a knight. And knights would do extraordinary things to impress the lady of the castle. And Francis will do extraordinary things to impress the bride of Christ, who is Lady Poverty for him. This abstraction, this gospel poverty, he makes into this beautiful woman, this Lady
who
Poverty.
Who he really loved.
Yes, he did. He did. Dante caught that in the 11th canto of his Paradiso. He said that the Lady Poverty, the bride of Christ, was widowed when Christ died on the cross. She was the only one who ascended the cross with him, and everyone thought she was ugly, and no one would marry her after Christ died. And along 1,200 years later, along comes Francis and sees how beautiful she is and takes her as his bride because she's the bride of Christ, who has been widowed and no one cares about her anymore.
Francis had an amazing ability to pick up what was ugly and make it beautiful.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That is probably one of his great secrets, that this finding sweetness and joy in what other people find repulsive and ugly. I really believe that he literally saw Christ in broken people, people who had been rejected, people who had been excluded, especially the lepers, who were that biggest symbol of that in the Middle Ages.
And he just saw them as beautiful.
Yes, he did. Not initially, but once he went among them, he said, "The Lord sent me among them, and I worked mercy with them." Then it is turned into sweetness, because then he embraces that which is ugly and finds that Christ is dwelling there. You'll always